From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government continues after a funding bill was blocked in the U.S. Senate.
Very sadly, we are on the precipice of a government shutdown. The majority leader only just allowed us to vote on a continuing resolution that he knew lacked the votes long before this hour. It's not just Democrats who oppose this CR. Several Republicans did as well.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer saying he tried to reach a deal with President Trump. He said this will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump avoided all bipartisanship. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell, however, blamed the government shutdown on Democrats.
What we've just witnessed on the floor was a cynical decision by Senate Democrats to shove aside millions of Americans for the sake of irresponsible political games. The government shutdown was 100% avoidable.
Senators resume debate today on the temporary spending bill. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on a trip to the Middle East, with the first stop in Egypt today, followed by stops in Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Mr. Pence will have meetings with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi before flying to Amman, Jordan, where he will meet with King Abdullah Sunday afternoon, and then he flies to Israel. The vice president is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. Mr. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since President Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's a move widely condemned by world leaders. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out parts of the Trump National Defense Strategy, which would expand the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. The document accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate neighbors and claims Russia violates neighboring borders. More demonstrations are expected this weekend in Washington, D.C., to mark Monday's anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision supporting abortion rights. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday called every child a precious gift from God and said his administration will defend the right to life as he addressed pro-life activists gathered for the 45th annual March for Life. The remarks from the White House Rose Garden were broadcast by satellite onto a huge TV screen before hundreds of thousands of pro-life supporters taking part in the march in Washington. The seasonal flu is now widespread across the continental United States and causing severe illness and rising numbers of hospitalizations. Steve Miller reports for VOA.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that this year's outbreak of flu appears to be peaking, but hospitals are still struggling to keep up with the flow of patients. In the western state of California, some hospitals have set up what they are calling disaster tents to shelter flu patients while they wait to see a doctor. While Dr. Adrian Cotton still recommends getting the flu vaccine, even though it's only 10 to 30% effective, he says the most important thing to do is
wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. It really is the most important thing.
Steve Miller, VOA News.
Social media giant Facebook says it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. The company says that it will now ask its more than 2 billion users to rank the news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. It said the new ranking system seeks to separate news organizations that are only trusted by their own subscribers to ones that are broadly trusted across society. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg wrote in a blog, the company is not comfortable deciding which news sources are the most trustworthy in a world with so much division. The United States has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and was closely following the reports. The U.S. is continuing to press Sudan to improve its performance regarding freedom of expression and overall human rights and to ensure that those detained are treated humanely and fairly in accordance with the Sudanese law and international human rights standards. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.